Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon. This is JP Ong. And folks, rest easy because it seems that markets look set to close in the green, with the Straits Times Index now up by 27 points as we come to minutes before the closing bell. And sentiment has definitely turned risk off across the region, given as we approach the upcoming trade talks between the U.S. and China on the sidelines of the G20 summit. And after the South China Morning Post today reported that both sides have agreed to a tentative temporary trade truce before discussions, seems that this greenlit investor sentiment to try and move higher. However, much is still at stake with regards to the upcoming meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi this Saturday morning. Today on Primetime, we're joined by Stephen Olson. He's a research fellow at the Heinrich Foundation. The Heinrich Foundation is a think tank and a research foundation that is committed to promoting sustainable global trade. And he has a lot of thoughts with regards to the state of global trade around the world, and also with what we might be able to expect leading up to this meeting. Stephen, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right, Stephen. I know a few people are probably watching this meeting on the sidelines of the G20 more closely than you are. Can you give us an idea of what might be some of the key sticking points for either side to actually either A, get to a trade deal, or maybe at least just try to jumpstart negotiations and get the ball rolling again?
Sure. Well, I think as a starting point, let's be clear about what's going to be realistic and not realistic. So as we're seeing already, the prospects for any type of a definitive resolution to the U.S.-China trade war is virtually nil. But what we can hope for would be at least a resumption, an announcement by the president that they're directing their trade negotiators to resume the negotiations. The only real potential stumbling block I could foresee to that announcement would be, I'm sure that China would insist as a condition that the United States refrain from placing tariffs on the additional $300 billion in Chinese imports, not yet subject to punitive tariffs. That should be a fairly low bar to surmount. So cautiously speaking, I think we can be cautiously optimistic to get that resumption of talks Saturday from Osaka.
Now, Stephen, recently on Fox Business Network, President Trump did say that he is open to maybe, just maybe, lowering the proposed 25% tariffs on those $300 billion to 10%. Do you think this is enough of a compromise, or do you think Beijing might actually look at this and say, you know what, this is still not good enough, and it's a paltry compromise on the part of Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's difficult for me to sort of crawl inside the mind of Chinese policymakers, but my suspicion is it would be very difficult for China to resume the negotiations if the United States was going to move forward with those tariffs at any level, be it 25% or 10%.
All right, Stephen, as we know, this trade war has affected not just both the two largest economies in the world, but also many other economies around the region, Singapore included. Can you give us an idea, do you guys have an assessment of what the damages have been already on both the U.S. and China's side from the ongoing escalation of tariffs and all this trade tension that's really ramped up over the last 6 weeks?
I'm sure the economists could kind of haggle back and forth over whether it's been a bit more damaging to China or a bit more damaging to the United States. From my perspective, both countries are suffering significantly. The latest tally of the costs of the tariffs in the United States is about $22 billion. And on the Chinese side of the ledger, consumer confidence has dropped significantly, causing Chinese consumers to kind of keep their wallets in their pockets rather than spending. And the growth in industrial activity has also slowed substantially. So I don't think there's any question that both countries are suffering. But from my point of view, over the longer term, the real danger here might be the damage done to a rules-based global trading system, which has really underpinned so much of the global prosperity, not just for the U.S. and China, but for countries around the world for the past seven decades. And to the extent that this these disputes and these difficulties between the U.S. and China might be undermining that system. That might ultimately prove to be the real danger over the longer term.
We're still speaking to Stephen Olson, the research fellow at the Heinrich Foundation. Stephen, one of your most recent pieces, you did indicate that there seems to have been a breakdown of trust in global trade. Can you talk to us about what you actually meant by this, and when do you think this actually started to happen in the global economy?
Well, I think it's tempting, but I think it's a bit of a misnomer to attribute the breakdown in trust that we're seeing and the disruption and dysfunction that we're currently seeing in international trade entirely to Donald Trump. Long before Donald Trump thought about running for president, there was increasing disenchantment about trade, even among some lifelong supporters of trade. So it's useful to remind ourselves that even Hillary Clinton, during the presidential campaign, a woman who had been a lifelong supporter of trade, she had also announced that if she were to become president, that she would also be pulling the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So I see Donald Trump as more of a symptom of some of the problems in the global trading system rather than necessarily the cause. In the early days, in the immediate aftermath of the Second World War, I think countries had a real sense of that they were embarking on a shared endeavor, a mutually beneficial endeavor to lower the trade barriers, which were still astronomically high in the immediate aftermath of the Second World War. Over the years, for a variety of reasons, unfortunately, we've seen that sense of a shared commitment and that sense of trust begin to erode.
And finally, Stephen, as we know, there are other trade risks out there. We've got the U.S. and the EU having their own trade tensions, and also the U.S. with some of their neighbors in North America. Do you think that there are any potential risks from either of these trade war fronts that might impact the global economy, similar to what's happening between the U.S. and China right now?
To be honest, in at least some respects, I think the U.S.-China situation is really in a league of its own. Because of where we're talking about the two largest economies in the world, we're talking about the two largest trading nations in the world, and the nature of the disputes that the U.S. and China are currently engaging in really serves to highlight some of the deficiencies in the existing set of global trading rules. So I really view the U.S.-China situation to be, at least from that point of view, in a league of its own.
All right, Stephen Olson, the research fellow at the Heinrich Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and giving us a better idea of what might be at stake for global trade as we head into the G20 summit this weekend. Appreciate the time, sir.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.